Oh, Refuah Shleima for Avram Leib ben Chaya Bela.
Okay, tonight's shiur is dedicated to Refuah Shleima for Avram Leib ben Chaya Bela. We're also again dedicating this shiur Ili Nishmas the Kedoshim, who died out Kiddush Hashem 3 weeks ago. It's really ironic to see how we can have a Kiddush Hashem, and unfortunately now we see what a Chilul Hashem can cause. Maven Yovin. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev. It's also Shabbos Mevarchim Teves, and it's the Shabbos prior to Chanukah. We know the Zohar says that Shabbos benches all the days of the week that follow. In other words, the Shabbos has in it everything that's going to happen in the upcoming week, meaning that this Shabbos is the Shabbos that prepares us for Chanukah, which starts Mi'etzah Hashem Sunday night. So this is the Shabbos that takes us into the Yom Tov of Chanukah. This is also the Shabbos that serves as a transition between Kislev and Teves. Kislev, as we mentioned, the month of Binyamin. Kislev, a month that is associated with Yaakov Avinu, is under the domain of Yaakov, as the Zohar tells us, while Teves is Dan. Teves is a month of Esav. Teves is the month in which the Tekufa occurs. Teves is the month in which the Christian religion began. Teves is the longest nights, and this Shabbos prepares us for the transition that we have to make from Kislev to Teves, and basically that's what Chanukah is, because Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that exists that connects 2 months. There is no other Yom Tov that begins in 1 month and ends in another. Chanukah is the only one. It starts in Kislev in the month of Binyamin, and it ends in Teves, the month of Dan. And Parshas Vayeshev takes us from Kislev to Teves. It begins talking to us about Yosef HaTzadik in a massive of Kislev. Yosef HaTzadik is in Eretz Yisrael, enjoying the beauty and, of course, the spirituality of being in Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, but having the best chavrusa that one could possibly have. He's learning with his father. As the pasuk says, V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ven zekunim hu loy. Yaakov loves Yosef more than all his children, and it manifests itself by the fact that he learns with him portions of Torah, as we'll soon see, that he does not learn with the rest of the brothers. And then, v'asol ha'ksoinas pasim. So Yosef is enjoying the highest levels of spirituality in Eretz Yisrael, in Arzenu HaKadosha, together with Yaakov Avinu, which is Kislev, the month of Binyamin. Kislev finds itself on the right side. But at the end of the parasha, it's different. At the end of the parasha, the same Yosef HaTzadik finds himself incarcerated with Goyim, with the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. He's in a dungeon. He's in Mitzrayim. He's under the ground. And he has to deal with these individuals who, there's certainly no comparison to Yaakov Avinu. So the Pasha begins with Yosef dealing with with Eretz Yisrael. He is in Eretz Yisrael. He's learning with his father. He is experiencing dreams, which these dreams are Ruach HaKodesh. These dreams were prophecies. And at the end of the parasha, he's in a dungeon in Mitzrayim listening to the dreams of Goyim. What a contrast. The parasha starts off in Kislev and it ends off in Teves. And the parasha itself sort of mirror, it's like a mirror image of the time that we're in, going from Kislev to Teves, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov that connects the two. It's known that Yosef is Chanukah. We know that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent the three Yomim Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkah. So says the Tur at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, based on the Zohar. Avraham is Pesach, he was the first of the Avos, so he corresponds to the first Yom Tov given to the Jewish people. Pesach, that's why most of the events surrounding Avraham's life occur around Pesach time. Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkah, like we read in the previous parasha, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. The Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, as the Pasuk says here. And Chanukah is the extension of Sukkot. There are many parallels, many similarities between Hanukkah and Sukkot. And Yosef is very similar to Yaakov. Yosef looks like Yaakov, as Rashi brings here from the Medrash, Zivikunin Sheloi Doimeloi. And as the Pasuk tells us in Avadya, in the previous Haftorah, V'hoya Beis Yaakov Eish U'Beis Yosef Lehova. Yaakov is the fire, Yosef is the flame. The Eish without the Lehova doesn't go anywhere, as Rashi quotes here at the beginning of the Sedra, that Eish alone is not enough. It says Yaakov was very worried about all the Alufei Esav. So Hashem tells him, don't worry, you together with Yosef will be able to annihilate all the evil of Esav. Nitzutz Echad Yosef Yosef Shemechala V'soyref Eskula. Because Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef Miloshen Haysofa, which means to add. On Chanukah we add every night another candle. And Yosef experiences Chanukah, as we'll see. Yosef is Begematria Antiochus. Yosef is Begematria Melech Yavon. Yosef is the counter to Antiochus, the counter to Yavon, to Chochmas Yavonis. And whatever happens to Yosef is actually what's happening later on in history with the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And that's why there is a major war here between the brothers and Yosef, which incidentally, this is the source for all the machloikas throughout history until our time, even though we cannot compare the current machloikas to the machloikas of Yosef and the brothers. But those who have difficulty understanding why many times tzaddikim have disputes, and sometimes it could even affect the entire Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, split into various groups where tzaddikim many times get involved in machlokes, which we don't understand. Just look at Parshas Vayeshev. It all started there. Yosef is misunderstood. The brothers don't understand who Yosef is. Yosef is a tzaddik nister. Vayiru Yosef Meirachik, the Pasuk says. They see him from afar. They don't see him from up close. They don't realize the greatness of Yosef HaTzaddik. And they have a lot of tainus on him. They hold that he is not mainstream Judaism. His Judaism is some new kind of religion. They don't agree with him. And we find that Yosef is different than the rest of the brothers, but at the end, he's proven to be right. He's correct. And they admit to it later on. But we have to understand that the machlokes against Yosef is l'shem shamayim. They really believe that he is evil. They compare him to Esav. And they believe that just as Esav was a bad seed, so too Yosef is a bad seed. And Yosef is trying to get their father against them. That's how they perceived it, by Yosef constantly ratting on them. So they felt that Yosef has to go. But it's a lot deeper than just that. The Gemara in Shabbos, where it talks about Chanukah and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, so there the Gemara tells us, in the midst of discussing Chanukah, where it says, Amar Rabbi Tanchaim, Ner Chanukah Shehinicha L'mayla Me'esrim Amma Pesula. If you light the Chanukah candle above 20 Amas, it's no good. Kesuka Uchemovli, like Sukkah and Movli, where it looks like it says Sukkah Shehinicha L'mayla Me'esrim Amma Pesula, is another parallel between Chanukah and Sukkah. So the Chanukah Ner has to be below 20 Amas, so you have to be able to notice it. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Tanchaim, Ksiv v'haboy reik ein boy mayim. Pasuk in this week's parasha. Yosef is placed in the pit. So mimashma shenemar v'haboy reik ein yoydei asher ein boy mayim. Of course, if it says that the pit is empty, so we know that there's no water in it. Obviously, it's empty. There's no water in it. So the Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it here, mayim ein boy avul mechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy. It was only lacking water. That's why it says it twice. It's reik, ein, and what it's empty from is only from water. But there are snakes and scorpions in the pit. They threw him into a pit full of hungry snakes and poisonous snakes and scorpions. What does that have to do with Chanukah? We're talking about Chanukah, and that ner Chanukah l'mayla me'esrim amos psula. And then right after that, the Gemara goes right again to talk about Chanukah and talking about whether you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Ner Chanukah. So why is this in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah? The Chayyur has nothing to do with it. And that, literally, it's because Rabbi Tanchum said, Ner Chanukah Shehinicha L'mayla Me'esrim Amma Psula. And he also said this Chazal of the Habor Reik Ein Boy Mayim. So the Gemara puts the two together. We find this many times, that different passages of the same Amoira, the same Tana, put together in a Gemara, even though one perhaps has nothing to do with the other. But we know that there's more to it than that. And the fact that the Gemara brings this down in the middle of talking about Chanukah means because this has to do with Chanukah, because Yosef is Chanukah. And Yosef is put in a pit of snakes and scorpions. They want to kill him. They want to get rid of him because they want to get rid of Chanukah. Why? Another interesting thing we find is the Ma'or Einayim from the Chernobyler. The Ma'or Einayim was the first, the Chernobyler Rebbe, one of the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, I believe. In his Sefer, he mentions that in the story of the Akedah, it says that Avraham says to Eliezer and Yishmael, Shavu lachem poyim hachamor, you stay here with the donkey, v'ani v'hana'ar neilecha ad koi v'nishtacha v'benashuva aleichem. We're going to go a little further on, we're going to bow and we're going to return to you. Says the Ma'or Einayim that here Avram was hinting to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. V'ani v'hana'ar neilecha ad koi. Koi is chof hei. Chof hei kislev. And we're going to bow because Chanukah is the Yom Tov of bowing down. As we know, the Greeks broke the wall around Yerushalayim, they rolled the wall around the Beis HaMikdash, which was called the Soireg. They breached that wall with 13 breaches. Yud Gimel Pirtzais Partsu Malchei Yavon, and the Chashmonaim were Mesaken Keneged those Pirtzais, which they fenced, they fixed the wall with where those 13 breaches were, so they established that there should be 13 times that you bow down when you enter the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the 13 Midos HaRachamim are revealed. It's the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, in which the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is based on the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nidreshes Bohen, which the Greeks and the Mesiavnim wanted to uproot from Klal Yisrael. So says the Ma'or Einayim, and then this Pasuk is hinted Chanukah. What's the connection? We're talking about the Akedah now. Who's talking about Chanukah now? I mean, it sounds nice. Neilcha at koi, so chav hei, chav hei kislev. Who says it's talking about chav hei kislev? It says the word chav hei koi many times in Chumash. What does Chanukah have to do with the Akedah? We find at the beginning of the parasha this week that Yosef spent a lot of time with the Bnei Bilha. V'hu na'ar es Bnei Bilha. He was Makarev the Bnei Bilha, because the Shvatim were not Makarev them. The Shvatim were Mevazah them. Rashi says, L'fisha hayu ha-Shvatim Mevazin Oysan, V'hu Makarevan. Who were the Bnei Bilha? The Bnei Bilha were Dan and Naphtali. Dan, we know, is from the lowest of the Shvatim. Dan, throughout history, when there were instances of sin, idol worship, it was usually from Shevet Dan. The outcasts, those who were found on the outside, the chutz, the nechsholim, as we read about in the story of Amalek. Who did Amalek start up with? He only started up with those who were spit out of a cloud. The neflotim min he'onon. And they were from Shevet Dan, as the Targum Yonison tells us at the end of Parashas Kiseidze. They were the nechsholim. They were the lowest of the Jews. The Yerudin Shebashvatim, as Rashi says in Parashas Vayakel. And they are the ones that Yosef is acquainting himself with. V'hu na'ar es b'nei bilha. And that bothered the Shvatim very much. The Shvatim held that Yosef is being makarev those who don't deserve kiruv. They don't deserve it. They're sinners. They're the lower levels of the Shvatim. If Yosef is so great, he should be more with the higher level of the Shvatim. Why is he lowering himself to the Bnei Hashfachos, particularly the Bnei Bilha, Dan and Naphtali? And as we mentioned before, Dan is Teves. Teves is the chutz from the months. It's the outcast of the months. Just as the Bnei Bilha were the outcasts, particularly Dan of the Shvatim. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that penetrates the chutz. It is purposely, the whole purpose of Chanukah is to illuminate the outside. The mitzvah is mitzvah lehaniach al pesach beisoy mi bachutz. Bnei Bilha is begematria chutz. The Bnei Bilha, they are the chutz of Klal Yisrael. Outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Beis Medrash is the chutz. There's chutz in Mokoyim, there's chutz in Zman, and there's chutz in Nefesh. Teves is chutz of Zman, it's the outcast of time. The Bnei Bilha represent the chutz of nefesh. And the outside, literally, is the chutz of makom. Chanukah affects all three. Concerning Yosef, as we mentioned before, it says, Beis Yosef Lehava. Yosef is the flame. Lehava is the same letters as Bilha. Yosef wants to affect the Bnei Bilha. Yosef wants to be Makarev the Bnei Bilha, those who are Bachutz, and illuminate for them. Turn Bilha into Lehava. Beis Yosef Lehava. And for that, Yosef is vilified. Yosef is considered an outcast himself because he spends too much time with the outcasts. And especially when the brothers realize that Yaakov is spending so much time with Yosef. And what's Yaakov doing with Yosef? So the Medrash tells us, and the Baal HaTurim discusses it here at length, Ki ben zekunim huloi, says the Baal HaTurim, that Yaakov was learning with Yosef HaTzadik the secrets of Torah, Rozei Torah. Zekunim is begematria Roz, says the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says it more than once at the beginning of the parasha, which is interesting. It's unusual that he should repeat the same thing over and over again in different words. But he says it before too. He says, Ben Zekunim Huloi is Soifei Teva. It's the last letters of Ben Zekunim Huloi is Omain, Aleph Mem Vav Nun. Concerning the Torah, the Pasuk says in Eiv, Vo'eheye Etzloi Omain, Vo'eheye Sha'ashuim. The Torah is referred to as the Omain, the blueprint of the world. What the Uman. Uman is the carpenter, the builder. Hashem created the world by looking into the Torah. But there he says it wasn't just that Yaakov taught Yosef Torah. No, he taught Yosef the secrets of the Torah. Maaseh Bereishis, the Sisrei Torah, Maaseh Merkava, Kabbalah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, the part of the Torah that is going to be revealed when Mashiach is going to come. As Rashi says on the Pasuk, Yishokeini Minashikos Pihu, which Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, that Klal Yisrael are awaiting the kiss from Hashem himself. Yishokeini Minashikos Pihu, says Rashi, is referring to the limud of Ta'amei Mistar Tzfoinoiseha, the secrets of Torah, the hidden secrets of Torah that are going to be revealed. We're waiting for that kiss. It's compared to a kiss. Yishokeini Minashikos Pihu. That's what Yaakov is teaching Yosef here. V'asalai k'sainas pasim, is Begamatria Yishokeini Minashikos Pihu. Yaakov is teaching Yosef now the part of Torah that is going to be revealed in the future, which was revealed on Chanukah. And Yaakov is teaching it to Yosef because Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef is a neshama that is able to affect even the lowest level of the Jews, the Bnei Bilha, because he's so high. The higher the neshama, the lower it's able to go. The higher the yomtif, the lower it is able to go. And the fact that Chanukah is so high, that's why it's able to go so low. And it's able to affect, as we mentioned, the left and the outside, and it begins in the second half of the month, and we light the menorah at night, and it goes into Teves, which is the domain of Esav, the Chutz. And Chanukah is the yomtif, which the chiddush of Chanukah, besides that it penetrates the Chutz, is that it was the yomtif in which that which was supposed to be revealed later on was revealed during the time of Chanukah. That's called the Or HaRishon. As the Bnei Yisoschot mentions over and over again in his tremendous essay on Chanukah, which it's kedai to look at, in the Bnei Yisoschot, but he spends more on Chanukah than on any other yomtif. And he said about himself that he was a neshama of one of those chachamim who was there when Chanukah was first established. So he discusses there, he brings down from the Rekeach, and he says that the Rekeach was Makabel from Eliyahu HaNavi, that on Chanukah there's a revelation of the Or HaRishon, which is the Or HaGonuz, which is the light that is going to be revealed in the future. It was revealed the first day of creation, that's the Es HaOr Ki Toiv VaYavdel, which is Begematria Chanukah 8 times. Es HaOr Ki Toiv VaYavdel, that was revealed at the beginning of creation, and then it was put away. It lasted for 36 hours. As the Chazal tell us, this is a Medrash. Lamed Vav Sho'ais Shim Sho'aisa Ha'oir. And then it was revealed in the 36 Neiros of Chanukah that we light. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 is 36. The Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah, which correspond to the 36 Masechtos of Shas that have Gemara on it, is where the Lamed Vav Sho'ais, the Or HaGonuz, which lasted for 36 hours, is Nignaz. So it was Nignas for La'osid Lavoi, but we get a taste of it on Chanukah. Or HaRishon. Incidentally, the year we're in now, Tavshin Samach Tes, is Begamatria Or HaRishon. We hope that we're going to be Zeichet to the Or HaRishon this year. And that's what Yosef is being taught. Yaakov is learning with Yosef the Or HaRishon. Yaakov is learning with Yosef Soidos HaTorah, of which we mentioned 2 weeks ago, I believe, what the Gemara says, Yafutsu Mainoisecha Chutza. The Gemara quotes this pasuk in Tainus, Daf Zayin. The Gemara says there's a contradiction. In one pasuk it says that you're supposed to spread the wellsprings to the outside. You're supposed to teach anyone, even those who are outside. And then the pasuk says, Yihyu Lecha Levadcha Ve'en Lezarim Itcha, that it's supposed to be private. You're not supposed to teach everything to the outside, especially not Sisrei Torah. So the Gemara says it depends who it is. If it's a Talmud Hogun, then he deserves it. You could teach it to him. Like the Gemara says, Ein Darshan Maisa Merkav Ve'elo B'yachid. He has to be a very, very special individual, a very holy person, in order to be revealed such secrets of Torah. If not, then you have to keep it to yourself. But on Chanukah, it's different. Chanukah, the Or HaGanuz was revealed. The Pach Shemen was found. And the Jewish people were not really on the level at that time. In fact, that's the difference between Chanukah and Purim. It says Purim, we merited because of our tshuva. We fasted for 3 days. But Chanukah came totally milmaila. Matisyahu was a gift from Hashem. Matisyahu means matas Hashem. It came totally from Hashem. It was, we did not deserve it at all. But yet we were zeichet to the Or HaGanuz. We were zeichet to the part of Torah that is normally kept secret, which is what the Pach Shemen is all about, which is what the Or HaGanuz is, which is supposed to be only revealed in the future. We were zeichet to a revelation of that during the 8 days of Chanukah. And that light has the power to affect the outside. It has the power to affect the left. And even if we find ourselves below 10 Tfachim, which the menorah is supposed to be lit below 10 Tfachim, because that's the light of Mashiach. Mashiach is so great, the greatest neshama, that he will be able to affect the entire world. He will light up the entire world. He will affect the chutz, the smile, lamata miyud, and the outside world, and the domain of Esav. Because when Mashiach comes, we enter the domain of Esav. We have permission to go there. But olu Moshiach b'har tziyon, and Chanukah as well during those 8 days. The Shvatim held that it is a crime that Yosef is being taught pnimius haTorah. Yosef is being taught secrets of Torah. How can that be? L'shitas some that Yosef is not a tzaddik, and their raya is because Vayove Yosef as dibosam ro el avihem. Yosef is a baal lashon hara. Yosef is not a shomer bris. That's what they thought. That he is not nizhar in bris haloshon. And in some ways, they were slightly correct. That's why he was punished and he was in jail for 10 years, corresponding to every one of the 10 shvatim that he spoke bad about, as Chazal tell us. And he meant L'shem Shamayim. He wasn't just talking bad about them. He felt the way he understood it. And this is all part of Hashem's plan to get Yosef to be sold to Mitzrayim so that Golas Mitzrayim could start. Not that we understand all of this. But Yosef believed that they were doing wrong things. And so he told Yaakov about it. But they felt that if he's Poigim B'lishoinoi, Bris HaLoshoin, so he's Poigim and Bris in general, and such a person cannot be taught Soidus HaTorah. It's an Isser. The Yihyu Lecha Levadcha Ve'en Lezarim Itcha. How then can their father be teaching Yosef? Obviously, he's fooling him, just like Esav fooled Yitzchak. That's how they perceived it. And as it says at the beginning of Chumash, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. So the Baal HaTurim says Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, which is referring to the Or HaGanuz, the Sefer Teva's Bris, because only one who is careful in Inyanei Bris, particularly Bris HaLoshein, can learn that part of the Torah. David HaMelech writes, V'lo Rosha Omar Elohim, Malacha L'saper Chukoi V'atisa Brisi Alei Picha. You can't talk in learning. You can't discuss my Torah if you don't guard your tongue. And therefore, the Shvatim believe that a terrible thing is happening here. And what made it worse is that Yosef discusses his dreams with them. Because Yosef believes that they're tzaddikim. He thinks they're doing wrong things, but he doesn't consider them wicked. And Yosef believes, just like Yosef is Makarev, the lower levels, the B'nai Bilha, as we mentioned before, so Yosef believes that the best way to affect his brothers is by teaching them the same, by teaching them also Soidus HaTorah. Yosef's dreams are Soidus HaTorah. Yosef's dreams were not just nonsense that someone happens to be dreaming about which he has nothing better to do. Yosef's chaloimos are full of ruach hakodesh and nevuah, affecting the future. As Chazal tells, these dreams contain in them years and years of events, all the way till the end of time. So the pasuk says, "Vayachaloim Yosef chaloim vayageid le'echov." Yosef publicizes his dreams. Yosef is publicizing his dreams, just like Yaakov learns the secrets of Torah with him. He is teaching it to the brothers, and this incenses them even more because they feel that according to his, the way he treats them and he talks bad about them, obviously he considers them wicked. So if he considers them wicked, why are you telling us your secrets? Why are you discussing with us what you perceive to be the secrets of the Torah if we're not on the level of learning such a thing? Obviously you don't know what it means, what it means to learn secrets of Torah, and our father is mistaken, unfortunately. He thinks you're a tzaddik and you're not. And this develops into the machlokes between Yosef and the brothers, which eventually takes Yosef down to Mitzrayim. Literally, Mitzrayim. And of course, when we talk about Chanukah, Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. Just like there's a Mitzrayim, a geographical Mitzrayim, there's a Yerushalayim, and there's a Mitzrayim. Kislev is Yerushalayim. Kislev is the month of Binyamin. Binyamin's portion of land is in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the portion of land of Binyamin. The Beis HaMikdash is in the portion of land of Binyamin. Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakoyach. Imeshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. Binyamin Kislev is Yemin, that's Yerushalayim. Teves is Don, Teves is Mitzrayim. Teves is Midas Hadin. Teves is the domain of Esav. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. Chanukah goes into Mitzrayim. Chanukah affects Mitzrayim. Chanukah enters the month of Teves. And the chiddush of Chanukah is that Chanukah is more related to our generation. Chanukah is a yomtiv that was given to the latter generations. Chanukah was a yomtiv, the last yomtiv that we ever received. Pesach was the first. Chanukah is the last. Chanukah is the yomtiv that corresponds to the last generation, the Nesoyein HaAchroin, our generation, and the generation of Ikfas of the Mashiach. Where do we know this from? The Aseres HaDibros, as we know, had 172 words. The last word, L'Re'echa, which is word number 172, is the word that contains Chanukah. Where do we see that? Because the Aseres HaDibros has 620 letters. It has 172 words, 620 letters. The last letter corresponds to the 620th mitzvah. There are 613 mitzvahs min ha-Torah, 7 mitzvahs min ha-Rabbanan. The last of the 7 mitzvahs min ha-Rabbanan, which is mitzvah number 620, is Chanukah. Chanukah b'milua is b'gematria 620. So the last letter of the Aseres HaDibros, which is in the last word, which is the 172nd word, Akev, Kufayin Beis, Akev is 172, corresponds to the last generations, and particularly the last generation, which is the last letter of the last word. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Emunah. When we don't understand anything, we have so many questions, it makes no sense. We don't understand why this had to happen. We don't understand why there was a Holocaust. We don't understand why there are suicide bombings. We don't understand why there are terrorist attacks. We don't have a Navi today to explain it to us. Just like Chanukah was given at a time when Nevuah had already ended. In contrast with Purim, Purim, even though it was also a time of Hester Panim, V'anoichi Haster Aster, but Purim was different. Purim occurred when we had Nevi'im. Tanakh was not yet sealed. Esther is part of Tanakh. We had a Mordechai and an Esther. Matisyahu, as great as he was, but he was not a Navi. Chanukah is after Torah Shebiksav had already been sealed. Chanukah was in a time of total Hester. The Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned before, were not roy for Chanukah at all. And it was a time of tremendous Choshech, Choshech Zu Yavan. Tremendous questions. Yet, an unbelievable miracle occurs, that we find the Pach Shemen. And the mitzvah is that we light no matter what, no matter that, even though it's dark out there, and boy is it dark. It's dark spiritually like it never was. A Choshech Kofel Mechupol. You could actually feel the darkness. And we find a world that is mostly on the left side. The left is taking over, unfortunately. Liberalism, which is the left in America and all over, and in Eretz Yisrael, is very powerful today. This is a world of smoil. This is a world of din, a world of teves. We find ourselves below ten fachim. We find ourselves more in the chutz than in the pnim. And the power of Chanukah is that despite all of that, we light a candle. And we light again, and again, and we don't stop. We do not give up. We forge ahead. We do not allow the situation to affect us, to set us back, chas v'shalom. That's the power of Chanukah. Chanukah is amuna. Yoimei de Chanukah, the Gemara says, Tamanya inun. Tamanya is the same letters as emunasi. The emunoscha balelois. It's a time of night, if we have to come on to amuna. We need amuna. There's lahagid ba'boiker chazdecha, the emunoscha balelois. When did that occur in the annals of history? It occurred by the Akedah. The Akedah corresponds to the last time in history, the time that we're in now. We're living through the Akedah now. Avram was tested 10 times. His first test was Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha, that corresponds to Pesach. Just like Avram is told to leave his home and to go to Eretz Yisrael, on Pesach we leave Mitzrayim. And Hashem himself tells this to Avram. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. It's not such a major test. Hashem himself tells it to him. So many ask, so what's the major test when it comes to the Akedah? By the Akedah too, Hashem himself tells Avram, Kachno es bincha es yechidach. There were many Jews who were moisa nefesh. La'abdo there are goyim who are moisa nefesh. Many goyim, they'll get themselves killed, but they consider themselves tremendous bali mesiris nefesh. The only difference is that when Avraham went to the Akedah, the Pasuk says, Vayar es hamokoyim meirochoik. As Mepharshim tell us, all his madregas were taken away from him. He became a poshut yid. He was not a Navi anymore. During this episode, it was a total nisoyon. V'ho Elokim nisa es Avraham, and it made no sense. He was plunged into terrible darkness. He was experiencing the same darkness that we're experiencing now. He was experiencing then because it made no sense. Hashem told him, Kibi Yitzchak Yikori v'chazora. And then Hashem says, Kachno es bincha es yichiduch es Yitzchak v'ha'aleu sham lo'ilu. So he's very confused. Then Hashem says, don't. One contradiction after another. But Avraham Avinu doesn't ask any questions. He doesn't think about it. He closes his mind totally. And he forges ahead. And he goes and he does it. Vayares ha-mokoyim me'rochoyk. He sees the mokoyim, meaning Hashem, from afar. As we say in the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah, which is when we read the Akedah. Me'rochoyk Hashem niroli. That Hashem appears to me even in a time when we are very, very distant, which is what Chanukah represents. Me'rochoyk Hashem niroli is the gematria of Tzivanu lehadlik ner Chanukah. And the time we're in now, which is Ikvasa the Mashiach, is the time, is what Avram was going through by Yares Hamokoy Me'rochoyk. As Hamokoy Me'rochoyk is equal to the words Ikvasa the Mashiach. The time we're in now is the Ekev of time. Ekev is the heel, it's the end. It's the Ikvasa the Mashiach, which Chazal already called this time Ikvasa the Mashiach, which already started way before the time we're in now. So we're now in the Ikvasa the Mashiach, the last letter of the Aseres HaDibris, which is in the last word. The last word is the Ekev, and the last letter is the Ekev of the Ekev, and the last letter is Chanukah. That's the last letter, the 620th letter. And just like Avraham Avinu passes the test, V'ho Elokim Nisa es Avraham, so too we are given a Chanukah to help us pass the test in the last generation, which is ours. V'ho Elokim Nisa es Avraham is B'gematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu, through him, we were given this great Yom Tov of Chanukah to be able to go through the darkness. To be able, that even in a world where left rules, even in a world where the chutz, the outside influences are so powerful and it's so difficult and there's so much confusion and so many contradictions, we light a candle anyway. And we move on. And we don't allow the nisyonos to bring us down. As we see in the current events, that you could have Jews who could talk like this, even in such a time. A father, if anyone read the eulogy given by the father of one of the Kedoshim, to talk like that, there's mamash like by the Akedah, that to say that he's going to move ahead and he has no questions, and we're going to continue and do the work of what was done before, is mamash the Nisoyan of the Akedah in our time, literally. Those are the Emes Abali Kiddush Hashem, the Emes Abali Mesiris Nefesh. And in their schus, we're going to get to the end. So the Torah is telling us, therefore, by the Akedah, that's what the Mor Einayim meant. Shavu lachem poyim achamor v'ani v'hana'ar ne'lecha at koi. Because what's happening here, what Avram is doing here, is going to happen later on in history. Later on in history, which is Hanukkah, which is the last Yom Tov corresponding to the last generation, just like the Akedah is the last test of Avraham. Whatever the Avos did, they prepared for all future generations. The 10 tests of Avraham Avinu correspond to 10 different occurrences throughout the history of the Jewish people. And the Akedah is the time that we're in now, when we're going through the same, in many ways, the same tests that Avraham Avinu went when he had to go to the Akedah. We have a lot of questions, just like Avraham Avinu had. Many, many contradictions, and a lot of things don't make sense. But this itself has to give us the encouragement. In the midst of all the tragedies that are happening in Parashas Vayeshev, and as the Medrash says, Vayeshev is a very tragic parasha. Everyone is seeing it in this parasha. Yaakov Avinu thinks he lost his son, and he'll never see him again. And it says he's busy crying, and he cannot be consoled by Yimayim L'Hisnachim. The Shvatim are doing tshuva for what they did, because they realize how bad it is. They didn't think that their father would take it so bad. And Yosef is in a terrible matzav. And it's interesting that despite that he's in such a terrible matzav, you don't find one complaint. Throughout the entire parasha, there's no mention once that Yosef says a word. He's quiet. He's totally silent. Vayidoim aharon, v'hamaskil bo'ez ha'yidoim. He accepts all of it. Even Yaakov Avinu complains, we find. He said, Yemei shnei megura, yishleishim ma'at v'royim hoyu yemei shnei chayayim. Yaakov Avinu tells Pare, I know I look very old, I suffered a lot. He complains, and it says he was punished for saying that. Yosef doesn't complain. He's sold. He has to travel in a caravan with Arabs. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He's sold to Potiphar, who had evil intentions when he bought him. That's Chazal tell us. He then, besides being a slave, he's accused of immorality with Eishes Potiphar, and the whole Mitzrayim is talking about it. You can imagine the busha, the cherpa that Yosef is going through. And if that's not enough, he's incarcerated later for that. Then he has to deal with the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Ha'ofim. And then when it's all over and he thinks he finally knows the reason why all of this happened, so that the Sar Mashkim will remember him, and he'll get out of jail because he interprets the dream. V'loi zochar Sar Mashkim es Yosef, v'yishkochehu, when he forgets him. And that's how the parasha ends. Everyone is giving Yosef a hard time. It was very difficult for the Shvatim to accept Yosef's shita, his shita of going out to the lower levels, his shita of trying to illuminate the outside world and dealing with the Bnei Bilha. In fact, we find that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, this is brought down in the Sforim, hardly mentions Chanukah in Mishnais. In Mishnais, Chanukah is mentioned perhaps 6-7 times. And not even about Chanukah, it's just mentioned in passing. There is no Masechta Chanukah. So, the Svarim tell us, I believe it's the Chassam Sofer says, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was very upset with Chanukah. He didn't go for it. I don't know if he accepted it right away. There were those that felt that Chanukah is a strange, what kind of Yom Tov is this? What do you mean you're lighting on the outside? What do you mean you're lighting on the left side? What do you mean you're going below 10? What kind of Yom Tov is this? We don't need that. And in that generation, perhaps they didn't need it. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was from Yehuda. Yehuda had a war with Yosef about this. Yehuda doesn't accept Yosef. It's Yehuda who says, even though he saves Yosef, and he says, "Ma'betz hakinaro gesachinu v'chisinu esdomai," but he's the one who says, "Lechuvenim karenu la'yishma'elim." We have to sell him. We can't have him around. His shita is wrong. And even later, Rabbeinu HaKadosh also doesn't incorporate Chanukah in the Mishnayos for that reason. But later on, we see how great Chanukah is and how powerful Chanukah is as the generations began to fall. And we fell into the outside influences, and we have to deal now with the smoil and the chutz and below 10 fachim. We see the power of Chanukah. And here, Yosef's avoda becomes a reality for everyone. Everyone has to do what Yosef is doing. Just like today, in our time, everyone agrees now. And now they're going around and they're having seminars. Everyone from all groups agree that now we have to deal with the Bnei Bilha. We have to deal with the chutz. We have to bring the chutz inside. There's an aveira that we're not allowed to slaughter karbonos outside. There's also an aveira that you're not allowed to take chulin and bring it inside. And they go together. On Chanukah, what's unique about Chanukah is that the kedusha goes b'chutz. And at the same time, if the kedusha goes b'chutz, then that means the chulin kam b'fnim. Even the lowest levels can enter. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk Borech Hashem Chelei, where it's by Shevet Levi, that a kohen who is a chalal, a kohen who is disqualified because he was born from an illegitimate marriage, his parents would, his mother was once divorced. He was a ben grusha, ben chalusa, so he's a chalal. So he's not supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he did, it's acceptable. Borei Hashem chaylai, that even the chalalim, says the Gemara, if they do avoda, they are kosher. Those learned daf yomi, we have it a few blad ago. The same pasuk refers to Chanukah. Rashi tells us, it's interesting where Rashi got that from, but Rashi says that Borei Hashem chaylai, yapay al yod of tirtza, which talks about Shevet Levi, is referring to Chanukah. That means that, just like from this pasuk we learn out that the chalalim of kahuna, if they serve, their avoda is kosher, it's acceptable. On Chanukah, the chalolim are acceptable. The chulin, those who are involved in chulin, not kodesh. Chulin is Rosh Hashanah, Yadliku Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah. Rashi brings right at the beginning of the parasha, Moshel, to a diamond that fell in the sand. Moshel de Margolis, Shenofla Bein Hachoil. And there Rashi says that we sift through the sand very quickly until we come to the diamond, and then we polish it, and we spend the time looking at the diamond. Rashi's saying this when he's talking about that the Alufei Esav mentioned in the previous parasha, we fly through them, just mention them very quickly, and then when we come to Parashas Vayeshev, we slow down, and we talk about Yaakov in detail. Yaakov is the diamond. But the mashal that Rashi gives here is hinting to us that every Jew is a diamond. Every Jew is a margolis who finds himself in sand, in pebbles, in tumah. And a Jew has to be able to remove himself from the chayil, from the chulin that he finds himself buried in. Now that's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah has the power to bring out, to take those who are bachutz and bring them lipnim, those who are outside. Chulin is begamatria chutz, just like b'nei bilha. The b'nei bilha had to deal with the chulin, because they are chutz, they are the outcasts, normally. Chanukah brings them in. On Chanukah they have a tikkun. As we mentioned last week, even Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the father of Matisyahu, according to many opinions, was the one who became a tzeduki, receives a tikkun on Chanukah. His son, Matisyahu, was mesakein him. That's why we stress Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol in the tefillah that we say on the Al HaNisim. We mention Yochanan on purpose. Despite that he became a tzeduki on Chanukah, he receives a tikkun. There's a tikkun on Chanukah even for the nechsholim, for the lowest, as the pasuk refers to them by Amalek, the nechsholim. What's the root of the word nechshal? Nun ches shin lamed is Rosh Tevis lahadlik nechshal Chanukah. Hadlokas nechanukah is rectification for the nechsholim. It's a tikkun even for those who were outcast and spit out of a cloud, which is Shevet Dan, the B'nai Bilha. Teves, which is the month of Dan. Teves is the shuk, the marketplace, which is the outside. Rashi in this week's parasha, the Unkelis in this week's parasha, Vayonas Vayetze HaChutza. Chutza, Unkelis translates shuk. Yosef ran out into the market with no clothes on, or hardly any clothes on, running away from Potiphar's wife. He didn't just go outside into a different room. Vayonas Vayetze HaChutza, he went into the street. Yosef goes into the street. Yosef is Chanukah. Chanukah affects the shuk. As the Gemara says, Akshe Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. Hashuk is Begamatria Teves. Teves is the Shuk. It's the market. It's the outside world as opposed to Kislev, which is the Pnim, which is Yerushalayim. And that's the power of Chanukah. And in the midst of all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, which is of course the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar, which is in the middle of this entire parasha, which begins with tragedy and ends with tragedy. Yosef is forgotten. Yet in the middle, Yehuda and Tamar join, and from here comes Peretz, the Pirates. Mashiach is referred to as the Pirates. Ma paratzta olecha Peretz. Ma paratzta olecha Peretz, which is begamatria, im yihi anidachacha b'kzei ha-shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha, misham yikochecha. We should be zeiche to all of that, to kibbutz goliyos, and to yale ha-pirates lefaneinu, who will go out, who will affect the entire world, even the chutz, and bring everyone back. And all of us will be united, which is the goal of all of us. Just like we see in this parasha, it was the sinas chinam, it was the hatred, it was the machloikas that brought the golas. It's the ahavas Yisrael and the achdas Yisrael that will bring the geula, which we're really anticipating and hoping for. We should be zeicher that this Chanukah of Tavshin Samech Tes, which is Begematria Eliyahu HaTishbi and Or HaRishayin, we should be zeicher to Vo'eso Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim. Vo'eso Eschem is also equal to Tavshin Samech Tes. And we should see this Chanukah Aharon HaKohen lighting the base, the menorah in the base HaMikdash HaShlishi.